Felicity's Baby by Ben Parthen. The phone call. The phone rang and Felicity answered it. "Is Ollie there?" came the voice at the other end. "Do you mean Oliver?"
"Yes, Ollie," he replied.
"Oliver?"
"Yes, Oliver is here.
Can I ask who is calling?"
"Dave.
Can I speak to him, please?"
"Oh no, it's far too late."
"It's only 7:30, not that late. I haven't heard from him in a long time, so I was just phoning to see if he was okay."
"Oliver is fine. He has never been better."
"Has he had a busy day and gone to bed early?" Dave asked.
"No, it was a normal day for him."
"Oh, so is he still up?"
"Oh no, I always make sure Oliver is in his crib fast asleep by 7 p.m. at the latest. He needs so much sleep. After all, he's a baby now."
"I'm sorry? Are we talking about the same Oliver?"
"If you mean the owner of this phone number, then yes."
"Oh, perhaps we may have got our lines crossed, so to speak.
I am talking about Oliver. Oliver, who is a man."
"I know.
And can I ask who you are, if you don't mind?" Dave asked.
"I am Oliver's mommy."
"His mommy?"
"This is all a little confusing. The Oliver I know is an adult, not a baby," he said.
"He wouldn't sleep in a crib, unless you are using the American term for a bed. And I thought his mother was no longer here. Sorry if I have got that wrong, but I am sure he told me that."
"Yes, it is a little confusing. Perhaps I should explain. I am Oliver's new mommy and he is now my baby."
"Your baby?"
"But he's a fully grown man."
"In build he is, but not in mind," Felicity explained.
"Do you mean he has had a nervous breakdown or something?"
"No, Oliver is fine. In fact, he has never been happier. He is what he has always wanted to be, a baby."
"I don't suppose he would have told you that," she continued.
"He was very embarrassed about people knowing. He wanted to be a baby."
"He wanted to be a baby?
He can't be a baby, he's grown man," he exclaimed.
"It doesn't matter if he is grown up or not. It is how he is treated that makes him what he is now."
"This is very odd," Dave said warily. "Are you telling me that you treat Oliver, a fully grown man, as a baby?"
"Yes.
He is just like an 18-month-old now. He is so helpless and needs me to look after him all the time, just like any baby needs his mommy to look after him."
"Are you kidding me? Is this some sort of sick joke?"
"Not at all. Oliver wanted to be my baby, and I wanted to be his mommy. What is wrong with that?"
"A lot, if you ask me."
"Come on.
You're pulling my leg," Dave exclaimed in an exasperated tone.
"Let me speak to him.
I expect he is standing beside you laughing his head off."
"I can't hear any laughing. Oliver is in his crib fast asleep, and he won't be awake until 8 in the morning.
Just in time for his morning bottle feed."
"His morning bottle feed?
This is mad."
"No, not mad at all.
All babies need a feed in the morning. And after his feed, I will have to change his diapers. I am sure he will be very wet. Oliver always is after a long night's sleep." Felicity was enjoying this conversation immensely. She had often wondered when Oliver's mobile phone would ring and what she would be saying to whomever it was on the other end. It wasn't something she had thought of.